This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Adam alayhi salam and Hawa and Eve were then sent to the earth. Now here's the thing. When we look at the story of Adam alayhi salam, it's different from all of us. Why? Because the story of Adam starts in Jannah and then it goes to earth. Whereas for the rest of us, it starts here and then it ends in Jannah. Bi-idhnillahi ta'ala, we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that that's the case. So it's a very different situation, a very different scenario altogether. And it's a very interesting question. You know, we know that there is no punishment after repentance, that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave Adam alayhi salam. Allah tells us that once Adam alayhi salam sought forgiveness, that He forgave him. So when Allah sent him to the earth, was he sent to earth as a punishment? Or was he sent to earth because that was his decree anyway? Now, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala tells us in the Quran that when He created Adam alayhi salam, that He told the angels, إِنِّي جَاعِلٌ فِي الْأَرْضِ خَلِيفَةً, that I am placing upon the earth this khalifa, this caretaker. So there was this concept already made known to the angels and to everyone that Adam alayhi salam was destined for the earth. And that's why Imam al-Qurtubi rahimahullah ta'ala and some other scholars, they said that Adam's coming to earth was not a punishment because there was no punishment after repentance. But rather it's that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already created him for the earth. And this was the thing that spurred it. This was the decreed thing that spurred it. But he was eventually meant to come here anyway. And there is no indication in the fact that Adam alayhi salam was sent to earth that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was still punishing him. Now, we also take a very powerful lesson though, that just because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgives you after your sin, doesn't mean that you're not going to continue to reap the consequences. There will be consequences at times, even if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala forgave you. So it might not be a punishment from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Rather, that's the process of your kafara. That's the process of your expiation, of your atonement. Okay? Because a lot of times, for example, you know, if I quit selling haram, for example, if I quit selling something that's impermissible, do I expect that as a result of that, I'm not going to lose some money, I'm not going to find some, you know, I'm not going to suffer a little bit and struggle to get to halal? Now, for some people, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala immediately will take them from that haram income, and as soon as they quit, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will give them an amazing halal income. Those are the feel-good stories that you hear in khutbas and stuff like that. But sometimes that's not the case. If I quit this relationship that I'm not supposed to be in, should I expect that immediately I'm going to feel amazing and that I'm not going to have heartbreak and so on and so forth? No. Those consequences that I face, those circumstances, are a means of kafara, they're a means of expiation, just like any test in life, just like anything else that gets sent my way. So long as Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has forgiven me, I don't need to view those things as a punishment. So this is a means of atonement, it's a means of kafara, it's a means of expiation, it should not be looked at in any other way. And this is a very different narrative from the concept of original sin, okay? There, you know, this idea that we were created to bear the sin of Adam alayhi salam, and that we could not be forgiven except through, you know, the crucifixion of Isa alayhi salam. This is a very different story, a very different narrative altogether, because essentially what we're being told is we were always meant to come to the earth. It was already made for us. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala had already decreed it to be that way, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is pleased with that decree. So no, when we're born, we're not bearing the sin of Adam alayhi salam. We're not bearing the consequences of Adam alayhi salam's mistake because this is what had already been decreed for us. And Imam Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah ta'ala, he also throws in a very beautiful snippet for us. He says that, you know, when Adam alayhi salam was expelled from paradise, Iblis was pleased. Fariha Iblis. Because Shaitan got expelled as well, right? And losers always like to have company. Right, so he thought to himself, hey, Adam alayhi salam got expelled as well. Iblis was pleased that Adam alayhi salam was expelled, and Iblis thought that he won. But Ibn al-Qayyim rahimahullah said, what he did not take into consideration is that when the diver dives, عندما يغوص الغواص, when the diver dives to the bottom of the ocean, يجمع اللؤلؤ, he gathers the pearls at the bottom of the ocean, ويرتفع مرة أخرى, and then he rises up once again. And this time he has pearls in his hands. And what that means is, when a person commits a sin, Number one, At-ta'ibu min adh-dhanbi kaman la dhanba lah. The Prophet ﷺ said that the one who repents from the sin is like the one who never sinned in the first place. Number two, if that sin and repentance, if that process brought you closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it's actually better for you. It's better that it happens. If it really brought you closer to Allah, if Allah forgave you for it, and that was the turning point in your life and in your relationship with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then you've gathered some pearls. You don't have the effect of the sin, but you do have the good deed of the istighfar, the seeking forgiveness, and you do have that newfound relationship with Allah. And just look at the way Allah describes it in the Quran. وَعَصَى آدَمُ رَبَّهُ فَغَوَى. Adam alayhi salam disobeyed Allah, and so he went astray. ثُمَّ اجْتَبَاهُ رَبُّهُ فَتَابَ عَلَيْهِ وَهَدَى. But then Allah chose him, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accepted his repentance. Allah turned towards him and Allah guided him. So the situation of Adam after his repentance was greater than the situation of Adam alayhi salam before, despite the fact that now he's in earth and not in Jannah, because now he's closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he's been chosen as a prophet of Allah, and now he has learned those lessons and gathered those pearls. And that's the same thing that we need to make sure that we do when we commit those sins and we repent. Don't just repent and say astaghfirullah. Learn the lessons and use that incident, just like any crisis in any relationship. Use that crisis to propel you back towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and to cause you to flee towards Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala the way that Adam alayhi salam did.
Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. I hope you enjoyed and benefited from this video. If you did, then please do share it. And if you'd like to follow the rest of the series, then please do click on the top box. And if you'd like to see all of the other episodes and the other videos we have to offer, then please click on the box under that. And don't forget to subscribe to the channel for more amazing content.